Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Ve'era. So, and probably so from the title, the sugya of the day is going to be about Shiduchim. Yeah, Shiduchim is always fun. There's a lot to talk about. And what in the world does it have to do with Parashat HaShavua? I'll tell you. We learn a very big halacha about Shiduchim from Parashat HaShavua. Which one? Oh, the Gemara says, Masech Baba Batra Dav Kufyod. The Gemara says, you want to marry a woman? Look at her brothers first. Shneimar vayikach Aharon et Elisheva bat Amminadav achot Nachshon lo l'isha. Where do you ever see in the Torah that a man or woman's brother is mentioned? In general, how's a person mityaches? Usually, the way you're mityaches is by your father. So it does say, Elisheva, bat Aminadav, achot Nachshon. Why achot Nachshon, says the Gemara. Aharon looked at Nachshon, had tzadik yesod onam. He was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. He says, oh, she's a good woman. And he got married to her and he had tzadikim. Vatered lo, et Nadav, et Avihu, et El Azar, et Itamam. Yeah. You try your best. You know what I'm saying? It was either Rachel Vilea or Benot Kenan. And Benot Kenan, it was our, that was out of the picture because Yitzchak told him not. So, last week's Daf Yomi, really on Shabbat, past Yom Shabbat, we learned Psachim Daf Mem Tet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara over there says some very interesting dinim about Shiduchim. And the Gemara says something interesting. It says that a Tamid Chacham should not participate in too many seudot reshut. Tamid Chacham may participate in seudot mitzvah, but he shouldn't participate in seudot reshut, which is optional seudot, like parties and meals and whatever, that aren't necessarily associated with mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, what is considered seudat reshut? What is a meal that's not associated with a mitzvah? Says the Gemara. Kegon mai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kegon bat kohen leYisrael. Which means a wedding of a bat kohen to a Israel and a bat talmid chacham to am haaretz is considered not such a big simcha, and therefore what a talmid chacham should not participate in that seuda. You want to go for the chuppah, wish a mazel tov, whatever, lecha baita. Why? Talmid chacham has to carry himself differently. He shouldn't eat everywhere. The Gemara says Masechet Berachot also. Talmid Chacham should not be mesev im am haaretz. Shouldn't sit in a meal with am haaretz. Same thing, seudat reshut. Shouldn't do that either. Interesting. So, now says the Gemara, once we're on the topic, says the Gemara, what happens if a bat kohen marries a Yisrael? Not necessarily Israel, even Levi. The point of the Gemara is non-kohen. We're going to see why. Says the Gemara, here. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bat Kohen Yisrael en zivugan ola yafe. A bat kohen who marries Yisrael, their marriage doesn't end up working out so well. How so? Maihi Amar Chazda o almana o gerusha o zera in la. Based on the pasuk, we say that what bat kohen who marries Yisrael either she'll become an almana or a gerusha, either a widow, a divorcee, or she won't have children. Hashem yirachem. B'matnitatana, the Baraita says, kovra o kovarto o mevi'ato lide aniyut. Either he'll bury her, she'll bury him, or she'll bring him to poverty. Which means this zivug is going to be on the rocks, the Gemara already says. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Any. V'amar b'yochanan, harotze she'itasher, idbak b'zera'o shel Aharon, kol shekin she'torev ke'ona me'ashkatan. The Gemara says, if you want to get rich, specifically look to marry Benot Aharon, that's going to make you rich. The Torah and the Kehuna together is going to make you rich. So is it good to marry Bat Kohen? Or is it not good to marry Bat Kohen? Says the Gemara, La Kashya. It's not a question. Yeah. Ha Betalmid Chacham, Ha Be'am Haaretz. One is talking about a Talmid Chacham, and one is talking about Am Haaretz, which means, a non-Kohen, who's a Talmid Chacham, Ze Chashivut Gdola, for him to marry a Bat Talmid Chacham. For him to marry a bat kohen. And if a talmid chacham marries bat kohen, what kind of seudah is that? Seudat mitzvah. When do we say all the bad things, chalila, that happen when a non-Kohen marries a bat-Kohen? A non-Kohen. When a non-Kohen marries a bat-Kohen, when he's on Ma'aretz. And then the Gemara brings down a bunch of stories. It's a little not so fun. Yeah, the kitzer, very interestingly, and that's the sugya, and it's actually codified by the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Ibn Ezer, Siman Bet. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, listen carefully. Saif Chet, Ama'aretz lo isa kohenet. Ama'aretz should not marry a kohenet, a bat kohen. V'im nasa, en zivugam ole yafe. If he does marry her, there's going to be problems with that zivug. Shetamut hi, o hu bimhera, o takala tavo aleim, aval talmid chacham shenose kohenet, if a Talmid Chacham marries a Bat Kohen, it's good. Yeah, Torah u'Kohuna b'makom echad, because you have the Torah and the Kohuna joining forces, and it brings Ashirut v'chavod v'chule v'chule. Now, the Shelot u'Tshuvot Chavot Yair, Hagaon Rabbi Yair Chaim Bachrach, he was a Rav in Germany, Acharon Kadmon, Gaon Olam, he writes in Siman Ayin, he brings down this Gemara, and he speaks lengthily about what's considered Tzedakah Mitzvah, and he brings down this Gemara. And he says that nowadays, we don't really have Ama'aretz anymore. He says the term Ama'aretz that the Gemara speaks of, we don't really have that anymore. Today we don't have really bona fide Ama'aretz. And he proves it. He says the Gemara, on Memtet Amud Bet, also in Pesachim, the Gemara says six things about Ama'aretz. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Here, I'll read it to you. Tanur Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Ne'emu Ba'am Ha'aretz. Six halachot were said with regards to Am Ha'aretz. En Mosrin Lain Edut, you cannot appoint them to be witnesses. Ve'en Mekablim Mimenu Edut, and we don't accept testimony from them. Ve'en Megalin Lain Sod, we don't tell them secrets. Ve'en Minmanin Otan Apotropos Al Etomim, we don't make them guardians or caretakers. Ve'en Minmanin Otan Apotropos Al Kupa Shel Tzedakah. And we also do not travel together with them because they're chashudim on shfichut damim. We do not announce their aveda. If they lose an object, we don't return it to them. And the other opinion of the Gemara is that we do because at least their children, they may have children with Talmidei Chachamim and they can enjoy it. So anyway, says the Chavot Yair, since do we have an Ama'aretz anywhere else that these six things apply to? An Ama'aretz. Do we take them for Edut? Do we give them back to Avedah? Do we travel with them? Yeah? Did anybody over here ever not take a trip with an Ama'aretz because he's an Ama'aretz? Rashi says, you know why you don't take a trip with Ama'aretz? Because they're chashudim on shfichut damim. You know that? Because they are suspected of murder. So a very... This story I heard from my Rebbe. There's a famous story with Rav Baruch Ber. Beautiful story. One of my favorite stories ever. I don't know if I have good tzair, but I have good stories. Anyway, Bekitzer, Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, Alav HaShalom, he was the Rishiv of Kamenetz. Yeah? Rav Baruch Ber was a Talmid Muvhak of whom? Rav Chaim Brisker. Yeah, Talmid Muvhak Shalom. One time, Rav Baruch Ber was in a certain function or gathering or whatever, and this was during the Haskalah and the beginning of the Tzionut, whatever. So we'll keep this story between us. But anyway, so at this function, they started singing a tikva, right? The Israeli national anthem. At the time, Rav Baruch Ber, when he was talking to somebody, so and they started singing a tikva or playing a tikva, whatever it was, he got like nervous when they started playing it. He sat down. He immediately sat down. And then he had this like look of fire on his face. A few seconds later, he stood up. And then a few seconds after that, he sat back down. So again, what did he do? Sat down, stood up, and then sat back down again. After the whole thing, so the Talmidim went to ask Rav Baruch Ber, he said, Gaon Olam. So they asked him, Rebbe, what's the shot and what you did? Explain to us what you did. He says, I'll tell you. Hatikva is what? That's the national anthem of the Tzionim. They said, and I'm standing? I'm going to give cover to such a thing? Ma pitom, boom, he sat down. Yeah? So, A few seconds later, I remember what the Rebbe told me. Who's the Rebbe? Reb Chaim says, I remember that the Rebbe told me that Tzionim are chashudim on shfichas damim. They're chashudim on murder, at least back then. So he said, I stood up. They might kill me. But then afterwards, a few seconds later, I remember that the Rebbe said, it's Yarek Val Yava. It's Yarek Val Yava, as I said back then. Classic. Anyway, Bekitzer, that's why they say in Eretz Yisrael, you know why briskers don't jaywalk? Briskers, and that's they don't jaywalk because it's illegal. No, they jaywalk because they're afraid of getting run over by Tzion. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he says like this. Anyway, Bekitzer, it's funny stuff. Anyway, Bekitzur, huh? Good hug. Anyway, the Chavot Ya'ir says, since we don't have an Amma Aretz for these six things, the Gemara's Amma Aretz doesn't really apply anymore. And I found something similar in the Ben Yoyada. Rabbi Yosef Chaim writes on this Gemara, he has many long pirushim, beautiful pirushim, al piyasod, al piyadrash, on these Gemarot of Amma Aretz, and Batan Mishacham, and Bat Kohen, and whatever. And he says, very interestingly, he says like this, Da, ki devarim kashim ele denakat b'matnita v'rav chazda, all these very harsh things that the Gemara says when a person, when a non-Kohen marries Bat Kohen, b'chula, in Amma Aretz, whatever, lo ne'emru ela al zman ha-tanaim ve'emoraim, שהיה להם כהנים מיוחסים, ועמי ארצות שהיו בזמנם היו רעים וחטאים כאשר דיברו עליהם לקמם. In those times, in the times of the Talmid Chachamim, the Kohanim were real, and the Ami Haaretz were also real, which means they had real Kohanim and real Ami Haaretz. Yeah? But Ami Haaretz, the Gemara says later that they would really want to kill Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara says that the hatred that Ami Haaretz had for Talmid Chachamim was worse than the hatred the Goyim have for Jews. Rabbi Akiva said that about himself. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says, that's way back then. But he says, Ach bizman hazeh, en kohane yichus, ela kulam kohane chazaka, ve'en lahem ma'ala ki kohane yichus. First of all, the Kohanim nowadays, most of the Kohanim, the vast majority of Kohanim today, are not miyuchasim. They're not able to trace back their lineage to Kohanim miyuchasim. Rather, the Kohanim today, mostly, what are they? Chazaka. They're mostly kohane chazakot. Right? They're just assumed to be Kohanim. And then he says, וגם לא ימצא בזמן הזה עמי הארצות כאותם עמי הארצות שהיו בזמנם. Can you compare the עמי הארץ today to the עמי הארץ back then? For sure not. For sure. Yeah? Huh? It's not. The עמי הארץ back then wanted to kill תלמידי חכמים. They hated them with a passion. Today, ignorant people. They just don't know. But it's not that they want to kill תלמידי חכמים. So therefore what? He says, ולכך כאשר יזדווגו בת כהן לישראל או בת תלמיד חכם לעם הארץ, לא יתקיימו בהם דברים קשים אלו. דאמר רב חסדא, וגם מה שכתב במתניתא, he says, therefore, all of the terrible things that the Gemara says, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, which is very interesting, because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch didn't live in the times of the Kohanim, of the Tanaim and Amoraim. They're writing halachot for what? For Zman Hazeh, and yet they write it. So it's a little bit of a kasha on the Ben Yishai, but he says, Al Tidag, Am Haaretz wants to marry Bat Kohen, or a Am Haaretz marrying a Bat Talmid Chacham, don't worry about it. And he says, Ve'im kol zeh, tov li'izahir bazeh. Nevertheless, says the Ben Yoyada, he ends off and says what? It's better to be careful. We'll see what it means to be careful. Now, it's very interesting that the, I want to read to you something, that the Shelot U'Tshuvot Avnei Tzedek, which was written by a Gaon Rabbi Kusiel Yehuda, Teitelbaum, the Av Bedin of Siget, the grandfather of Satmar Rav. So he says something very interesting based on this Gemara, and he says that there are three levels that the Gemara means to say. He talks about what the Chavot Ya'ir says, that there's not really genuine Ami Haaretz anymore. That's very, you know, before we move on, the Chavot Ya'ir, who says that nowadays we don't have any Ami Haaretz anymore, says Maran Zichrono Lebracha, we may not have what the Chavot Ya'ir means, that there's no Ami Haaretz, it means the ones that are way back then. And whatever, but there are certain things that Am Haaretz still does apply to. One of the six things that the Gemara spoke about that you don't do to Am Haaretz is what? Lo mekablim edut. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even nowadays, in Choshen, the Shulchan Aruch says, here we go. Siman lamedalet. Mi she'eno b'mikra u'mishna u'derech eretz pasul le'edut. A person who doesn't learn Torah shebichtav, Torah shebe'alpeh, and he doesn't have derech eretz, you can't accept edut from him. He's considered am haaretz. V'rak im eno b'mikra u'mishna, aval uchzak she'osek b'mitzvot v'gmilot chasadim v'noheg b'darkei sharim kashe le'edut b'di'avad. He says what? But if a person's completely unlearned, but he does keep mitzvot, he acts nicely, normally, right? He acts politely, he has basic derech eretz, you can be mekabel edut b'di'avad from such a person. Which means l'chatchila, you don't make him an ed, but b'di'avad, if he gave edut, you're able to be mekabel. So says, Maran Zichrono Berachah has a tshuva about this actually in Yechavedat Chelek He Siman Samach Aleph. And he says, even the Chavot Yair, who says that we don't have Am Haaretz anymore, we don't have Am Haaretz with regards to Am Haaretz marrying a Bat Kohen, that's only if he's complete, if he's unlearned and whatever. And, you know, if he's unlearned, but he still acts with Derech Eretz, he's Shomer Mitzvot, the Chule, then I hear. But if he's a complete Am Haaretz, like the Shulchan Aruch says with regards to Eidut, which means not only is he an ignoramus, he's unlearned, but he's also not Shomer Mitzvot, he also doesn't act with Derech Eretz, that halacha still applies. Maran Zichrono Berachah understands from the fact that Maran HaShulchan Aruch brought it for Halachot Bizman Hazeh, there is still an Am Haaretz nowadays that should not marry a Bat Kohen, or a Bat Talmid Chacham, like the Gemara says. What's that Am Haaretz? No, no. Am Haaretz that not only doesn't learn Torah, but not Shomer Mitzvot, not bad midot. That even nowadays, that kind of Am Haaretz we do have, and he be'emet le'alacha should abstain from marrying a bat kohen or bat talmid chacham. Be'emet kacha. It's not. Well, first of all, the Gemara doesn't say it as an isur. The Gemara just says that bad things are going to happen. And I guess bad things don't happen only to one spouse. You know, if bad things are happening, then it happens to both.
I'll be that Gemara though. Is it bad to be shadech someone's daughter to Am Haaretz? I guess someone's
Bat Kohen. What kind of Am Haaretz?
Like you just explained, that no one doesn't keep anything in bad people.
Yes, you should not be the shadchan. Because you are becoming an accessory to possible tragedy. That's a different story. That's a different story. You try to teach them whatever, but over here, this is causing mamash tragedy, according to the man. Now, it's very interesting. The Av Bedin of Siget, the Avnei Tzedek, says that there are three levels. Listen carefully. What are the three levels? Level number one is an actual Talmid Chacham to a Bat Kohen. That's Ma'ala Gdola. A real Talmid Chacham to marry a Bat Kohen, like the Gemara says, Osher v'chavod v'chule. Then what? Then you have a, then you have a guy who's parv. He's not, you know, he's not a Talmid Chacham, but he's also not a bad guy. He calls it, I'll tell you his thing. Here. Im hu benoni, eno Talmid Chacham mamash, velo am haaretz gamur. Which means what? He's not a real Talmid Chacham, and he's also not really, you know, Am Haaretz Gamur. He's like something in between. So he says that level, En beze lo shevach velo genai shel Aharon. What's the reason, Rabotai, did you ever ask, what's the reason that if a Am Haaretz marries a Bat Kohen, that the Gemara says that there's so much destruction? What's the reason for that? Rashi HaKadosh says over here, in the Gemara, here. Tzricha Bat Kohen, tzricha leinase lekohanim. It's considered a gnai, it's considered a, you know, an insult to Aharon HaKohen for a Bat Kohen to marry a non-Kohen unless he's a Talmid Chacham. So therefore, because she's insulting her keuna, she's insulting Aharon HaKohen by marrying an Am Haaretz, that's why all these punishments come. So he says, if he's not a Talmid Chacham, but not a real Am Haaretz, so there's, you know, no sachar, no, meaning parv, it's okay. But if he's a real Am Haaretz, he says what? But if he's a real Am Haaretz, then what? Then he should stay away. And the Avnei Tzedek brings a raya to this. He says, how do I know? How do I know that there's this middle ground of not Talmid Chacham, not Am Haaretz, and he can marry a Bat Kohen? How do I know? He says, the Rama brings down the halacha in Siman Rishonim Gimel, Kvod Talmidei Chachamim. The Rama brings down the halacha that we do not have the real Talmidei Chachamim anymore. The real status of Talmid Chacham doesn't exist anymore. He brings down such a shita for different halachot v'chule. According to that shita, that there's no real Talmidei Chachamim anymore, I ask him, Benot Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, what should they do? Who should they marry? Right? How many Kohanim do you think there are? Not too many. Once all the Kohanim run out, what should the rest of Benot Kohanim, Bat Kohanim do? They should never get married? They should stay single for the rest of their lives, not get married, not have children? Obviously, he says that what? Obviously, the din is, when do we say that she should, in Ama'aretz Mamash, she shouldn't marry? But a guy who's parv, not a chacham, not a ma'aretz, a regular guy, shomet Torah mitzvot, apparently says that nitzedek, what's the halacha? Mutar? Because otherwise, there's not enough kohanim to go around. What are you saying? It means, Rashi says, what's the reason? Bat kohen tzicha linase lekohanim. The most optimal thing for a bat kohen to marry is a kohen. And if she doesn't, no kohen, second in line is what? Tamid chacham. And at least, not a ma'az. Because that's a busha v'chirpa le'aharon. Huh? Well, I mean, she's supposed to be an aman. She's a girl.
No, I mean, like her family is her.
Still, she's a kohenet. Yesh b'zeh mashu. Now,
we're doing that right now.
Huh? Meaning, she's not a woman is not expected to be a talmidei chachamah.
She's not religious, though. Let's say she's not religious. She doesn't dress properly.
A woman is not supposed to necessarily possess such chokhmat Torah. A woman, a Jewish woman, is supposed to possess tmimut, basic knowledge of her laws, and tmimut and chashivut haTorah. That's an eshet chayil. Huh?
I should raise your children.
Send them to yeshiva.
At home, though, are they going to be at home?
She's not the one necessarily teaching her children halachot. She's teaching her children love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love of the mitzvot, love of the Torah. That's what she's supposed to do. I'll tell you, Bart, I'm going to get there in a second. I'll tell you, Bart, from the Stipler. The Stipler Av Shalom. Agon, the Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, Zechet Tzadik, the Stipler, used to say that a bracha bechavana, a loud, slow bracha bechavana from a mother for her children to hear that is better than all the Torah tapes in the world. That's what he would say. One bracha bechavana bekol ram from a mother in front of her children is worth more for them than all of the Torah tapes in the world. Shama'at et zeh Yoel? Yoel, by the way, our friend Yedidenu Yoel, he gets a mazal tov. Avi Abat, sheizkeh legadela la Torah la chupa al mitzvot u'ma'asim tov bezat Hashem. Shama'at tov mazal tov. So, Stipler said brachot. Brachot bechavana, and if it's brachot, kol sheken tefillah. If children watch their mother praying tefillot bechavana, bevaday ubevaday, that's mashpia. Tov, rabotai. Mazeh? We do not. Oh, so now listen to this. Hagaon bichalfon Moshe Hakohen in a sefer shelot u'tshuvot shoel v'nishal. He was the rebbe of the ish matzliach. Okay, wow. The ish matzliach's rebbe was the Simchat Kohen Hagaon Rachamim Chai Chuita Hakohen. His rebbe was the Av Bedin of Jerba, Gaon Rabbi Chalfon Moshe HaKohen. In a sefer, Shailot U'Tshuvot Shoel V'Nishal, he speaks about it on the flip side too. What did we say? That says, a person should, the same Gemara, Le'olam yimkor adam kol ma sheyesh lo, ve'isa bat talmid chacham, ve'al yisa bat am ha'aretz. Right? A person should always try to marry a bat talmid chacham and not a bat am ha'aretz. Why? The Gemara gives the whole thing. And the Gemara says, "V'lo yisa bat am ha'aretz mipnei shehin sheketz." The am ha'aretz himself is reprehensible and disgusting. Unshotehin sheretz, and the wife of the am ha'aretz is even worse. She's a crawling creature. She's like a creeping creature on the ground. V'al benotehim omer, and about the daughters of am ha'aretz and his wife, the Torah says, "Arur shochev im kol behema." Cursed is one who sleeps with a behema. Very fiery Gemara. Now, the Kitzur, Mamash Behema, Bata Ma'aretz, yes, he says like this. So now listen to this. So, you know, if that's the case in our times, Hashem Yirachem, we're narrowing the playing field very, very much, Hashem Yirachem. Ma'aseh, says the Shoel Ben Ish'al, it works, just like we said that he brings down, we don't have really Talmidei Chachamim anymore, right? The Rama says, just like Talmidei Chachamim, the level of Talmidei Chachamim came down, guess what else came down? The level of Am Ha'aretz, like the Ben Ish Chai also said. And also over here, he brought down three levels, says the Shoel Ben Ish'al. Top level is to marry a Bat Talmid Chacham, mamash. Highest level, Bat Talmid Chacham, oh. Says the Gemara, why is it good to marry Bat Talmid Chacham? That's Talmid Chacham, marrying a Bat Talmid Chacham. But what's the ma'ala of marrying a Bat Talmid Chacham? She'im met o gole, which means if the husband, if the father dies or goes into galut, nimtzeu banav talmidei chachamim. She's going to make sure her children learn. You're ensuring, whereas if a person, even if a person's talmid chacham, and he marries bat am ha'aretz, yeah, and he dies, what happens to his children? So says the Shoel v'Nishal, there's three levels. Level number one, the best of the best, marrying an actual bat talmid chacham. Level number two, he says, is, you know, madriga benonit. Bat ba'ale batim pshutim, aval him shomre mitzvot. Which means, regular, simple people, but they're shomer Torah mitzvot. He says, al kol panim en isur binsu'ehim. That shiduch is not nisur. And he says, the madriga yoter grua, the worst, the lowest level of shiduch is, bat am ha'aretz. What is that? Says Maran in Bet Yosef Ibn Aizah Siman Bet, She'enam beki'im bedikdukei ha-mitzvot, ve'afilu enam osim averot la'achis ela le'te'avon. Which means that they don't keep mitzvot. Am ha'aretz bizman hazeh has not has less to do with their level of Torah knowledge. What does Am ha'aretzut have to do with bizman hazeh? Their level of shmirat mitzvot. That's what it has to do. And he says that's the lowest level. Now, there's a very interesting chidush that Agon of Shlomi Zalman Orbach, Zechit Tzadik B'Kadosh Livracha, he says that nowadays, even a bat am ha'aretz mamash, if her parents are completely ignorant, and even if they're not shomer Torah mitzvot, but let's say she went through yeshiva system, she went to Beis Yaakov, she went to seminary, she was mitchazeket bat Torah mitzvot, and even if she didn't necessarily grow up like that, but she's chozeret b'tshuva, and now she's makpid about Torah mitzvot. She wants to be makpid in her home. He says that has the ma'ala of bat talmidei chachamim.
Rabbi.
Obviously, you don't believe that marrying a genuine bat talmid chacham is certainly better. But this also qualifies as bat talmid chacham. Very interesting. Now, before we continue, there's a very interesting Maharam Sheik. Agon of Meisha Shik, Talmid Muvhak of Agon Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer Talmid Muvhak Maharam Shik. He had a question. The question was, a certain boy wanted to marry a Bat Kohen. They wanted to make a Shiduch, but he wasn't yet really Talmid Chacham. He wasn't Begedet Talmid. He was in Yeshiva, which means usually, in most cases, unless the guy's, you know, a Mitsuyan Ilui. This guy was in yeshiva for a few years. A guy was in yeshiva for a few years, not necessarily can you consider him Talmid Chacham. He hasn't been Teira, but not Talmid Chacham. Is he allowed to be Mishtadech? Is he allowed to marry the Bat Kohen? This was the question that was posed to the Maharam Sheik. What do you think he answered? No. So he says, he brings the Rama and the Shvut Yaakov and other poskim that say that, first of all, there's no real din of Talmid Chacham Bizman Hazeh. We don't have Talmid Chachamim like Bizman Hashas. That's number one. And he comes out, he says, very interesting, he ends off his tshuva, and he says, Al kol panim, hadavar barur, shebachur muflag v'yireh shamayim, yuchal lisa kohenet v'yaleh zivugam yafeh v'yitbarech. So he says, she'areh afilu kohen am ha'aretz, rashay lisa kohenet. בכל שכן תלמיד חכם ישראל בזמן הזה דעדיף מכהן עם הארץ. כמבואר בשם. He says, he brings a... Huh? Oh, so now he says, בזמן הגמרא. What's the הלכה according to our גמרא, according to what we just saw? כהן עם הארץ גמור. כהן עם הארץ wants to marry כהנית. Is there anything wrong with that? Kohena ma'aretz to marry a kohenet. The whole point, Rashi said, was why? Because the bat kohen is supposed to marry kohenet and not be pogem or yichus. So if she's marrying a kohen, even if he's a ma'aretz, ma? It's fine. So if kohen ma'aretz is okay, kol shekin, talmidei chachamim bizmanenu, that might not have the same level of talmidei chachamim, which takes precedence, Yisrael talmid chacham bizmanenu or kohen ma'aretz? Yisrael talmid chacham bizmanenu, and therefore he says it's mutar as long as he is muflag vire shamayim, which means what? He's on a very high level. Yeah. Because this kohen guy is a doorknob miskin. Yeah. Let's say he's lo shomer klum afilu. Kohen ma'aretz. Gemara says that a person is not allowed to marry his daughter off to an amaretz. That's a totally different story. The Gemara says, "Hamasid bitol amaretz." A person who marries off his daughter to an amaretz is like he's tying up his daughter and throwing her in front of a lion. Say amudbet. Why? Mad ma'ari. Dores ve'ochel, right? Just like an ari, while the animal is still alive, it pounces on it, it tears it apart while it's still living. Afa ma'aretz, dores uvo'el, right? He's also ochel ve'dores uvo'el, and then is bo'el, like nothing happened. Hamor chamortan. Behavior. Now, marry off his daughter. If you do, he's going to beat her and he's going to act to her in ways that are disgusting because he's not a ben Torah. That's what the Gemara says. Now, we don't say you have to look, not everybody has to look to marry their daughter off to the biggest gdolador, gion onam. But what? A ma'aretz? No. Because he's going to mistreat her. That's a big thing. Now, so he comes. Maran Zichron Baruchah in the Tshuvani Chavedat says that what Maharam Sheik said, that even if he's not a Talmid Chacham, as long as he's in yeshiva, muflag, yirat shamayim, then it's okay. He says, lav davka. He says, like we said before, the poskim say, does he have to be so muflag baturah v'yirat shamayim, even if he's not Talmid Chacham? No. In order to at least allow him to marry a bat kohen, what does he have to be? At least what? Maybe not Talmid Chacham, but at least neutral. What does neutral mean in this context? It's neutral. Maybe not so learned, but at least Shomer Mitzvah, that's considered neutral, would be okay. Tzemach Tzedek actually brings a few other tzirufim. First of all, like you said before, Kohen not miyuchasim, most of them, like we said, Kohen Chazakot. And number two, the Tumat Adishin and Siman Resh Yud says that anything that has to do with danger, that's Kvardashu Borabim, anything that's dangerous, and a lot of people have done a lot of times, and you don't see the danger coming out, says the Tumat Adishin is Mutar. What does he mean to say by that? Says the Tzemach Tzedek, the Gemara talks about a certain danger of Ama'aretz marrying Bat Kohen. Unfortunately, how many Ami Ha'aretz do we see marrying Benot Kohen? Plenty. Wow. How many of them do we see getting dropping dead, getting poor as a result of this?
Not every single one.
I mean, it happens, but...
It's like the Gemara says every single one happens. It's like it's not every single one.
So apparently it's as rampant, and therefore, okay. Now, Maran Zichron Baruchah brings a disproof to that because the Tumat not a raya. What do you mean? Not a raya, but he's saying it should be okay based on all of these things and these tzirufim. But Maran Zichron Baruchah says the Tumat addition is speaking that dashu burabim only physical danger. Vara of the Tumat Amaaretz marrying bat kohen, is that a physical danger the Gemara is talking about?
Yeah.
No. Is there anything physically dangerous? Which means, is the bat kohen holding a shotgun when an amaretz marries her?
No, but the amaretz is
the gemara means that what there's a spiritual danger involved in marrying amaretz marrying bat kohen, that these things can happen. Not pleasant, but it's so. We don't say that svarav dashu borabim.
Why would that
svarav? Because that's what the Tumat Tadishim was talking about. The case over there.
But if the story is that once a danger is clear, clearly seen to not be present goes away. As far as
he's only talking about physical danger. I want to read to you.
What's
okay.
The spiritual damage? What is the
spiritual danger. Like the Gemara saying, don't, you know, danger, like physical danger, like you know, if you ingest poison, you're going to die. That's physical danger. This is more of a danger in the spiritual realm. Now, I took a picture because we don't have the sefer here. Listen to this. Hagaon Rabbi Eliezer Papo, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the author of Tehillim Yoetz, has a sefer on Orach Chaim. Okay, on Shulchan Aruch. It's called Chesed La'alafim. So he writes at the end of Hilchot Birkat Kohanim in Siman Kuf Chavchet, I want to read this to you. I saw this. My eyes almost popped out. Listen to what he says. He writes, Asur li'ishtamesh b'kohen afilu b'zman hazeh. A person is not allowed to use a kohen. You can't give him, like, have him do stuff for you, even nowadays. Deve kimo'el be'ekdesh. ואם אינו תלמיד חכם, אפילו דניח עלה לכהן לשמשו, לא ישתמש בכהן, אף שהוא עם הארץ ומוכל. Okay, then he goes on. And then he continues and he says, ויזהר עם הארץ שלא יישא כהנת. And עם הארץ should be careful not to marry בת כהן, שאמרו בשס, בת כהן לישראל, או קוברה, או קוברתו, או מביאתו לידי או זרע אין לה. ראו חונה מעשרתו. Ephemeral. Now he continues and says, the chesed la'alafim. V'ani omer, d'chol kiha, kivan shedashu bo rabim, en rabim shomer p'taim Adonai. He says, I don't have to make such a big deal. But now look at the next thing he says, which kind of is much different than what he just said. Aval hayod'o, if a person knows this halacha of ama'aretz to bat kohen, if you know the halacha, yizaher beishamer velo yaseh sheker benafsho. Be careful and don't lie to yourself. Stay away. Ve'afilu imu talmid chacham. Even if a person is a talmid chacham, lemechash ba'y shema ina kedai. He should still be careful and think that maybe he's ve'la nichal le'aron delidbak bezareh. And maybe Aaron HaKohen doesn't want you in his family. Yeah, and he says, "Rak im hi isha tu eshet chacham ve'achem." Very time bizman hazeh says the Pilei Yoetz. Chacham even should marry a bat kohen is bat kohen. If her father's talmid chacham, if her brothers are talmid chachamim, and you, the chatan, the prospective chatan, can't find any other levi. As you can marry her. Yikach mechkol l'shem shamayim v'yakdim b'tfila v'ashem lo yimna tov. V'shamati she'anoseh kohenet, and he ends off and says that if you do marry a bat kohen, tzarich lizahir me'od b'chvoda. You have to be very careful. Even more, the Gemara says, a person has to be careful all the time to marry. Rabbi used to tell his Tamidim, okiru l'mshaychu kihechid delit'atiru. Honor your wives so that you earn, so that you become rich. Parnasa, the Zohar Kadosh says the same thing. The parnasa in the home has to do with how well a person's shalom bayit is. The first korban of a lack of shalom bayit, rabotai, according to the Zohar Kadosh and according to the Shas, is parnasa. You know that people look suffering that parnasa. I've heard from gedolei mekubalim. I've watched them say tremendous mekubalim. People like babas. My horseshoes and gundis for parnasa. No horseshoes and no gundis. You know what the segula for parnasa is? Work on your shalom bayit. Work on shalom bayit. Respect your wives. The wife should respect the husband. Be'ahava, ve'achva, shalom de're'ot. Then we'll talk about parnasa. Then mamash kacha. People like the quick fix. Give me a red string, give me a horseshoe, give me a gundi. Doesn't work like that. Huh? No, there's a special gondi for parnasa. There's a special, you put a certain spice inside. Anyway, bekitzur. So anyway, you know about this gondi? The spice for parnasa?
No.
The special. Anyway. Right. What did the Chesed Lalafim say? If you're Israel, even if you're Talmid Chacham, what did the Chesed Lalafim just say?
How long did you get cut out for?
No, just for a moment.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
So anyway, Kal Vachomer ben Benosho Kal Vachomer, if a person's a real Talmid Chacham, oh, you might not know. You should tell them. That a person is, if a person is a real Talmid Chacham, so you don't have to be Choshesh, and he says, like we said, on the Chesed La'alafim, Shui Friz Al Amidah, which means, if you start doing this, and all the Talmid Chachamim start avoiding the Kohanot, all the Benot Kohanim, who do you think they're going to marry? They're going to end up marrying Am Haaretz. Mazi Efeze? Benot Kohanim don't have a zechut to marry Talmid Chachamim? Lo! B'davka, there's no reason to look. According to the Chesed La'alafim, if somebody, let's say you're in Shaduchim, and the Shadchan calls you and says, I have a girl, whatever, Bat Kohen. Right off the cuff, according to the Chesed La'alafim, reject it. Look specifically for non-Benot Kohanim, because maybe you're not Rahui. Says Maran Zechon Bracha, Ma Piton. No way, no? If you're a Talmid Chacham, it's Ben Torah, Shomer Torah Mitzvot, that's all you need. Go out with her. Bedavka. What about if Aaron HaKohen doesn't want you in his family? Yeah, and if you're a Ben Torah, what the alternative? You think he wants the alternative in his family? The Bat Ma'aretz, Mapitom. And therefore he says, La'alchal Ma'aseh, you don't have to be worried. Go, marry her. Now, what if she's a Bat Kohen, but Bat Ma'aretz? So let's say she's like that. Let's say she's like her parents. Mama. Okay, Rabotai, I apologize. The Wi-Fi seems not to be working so well. Can everybody hear me? Over there, wherever you are.
Over yes,
here is.
Now
they
hear
you.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
You hear me?
We lost you from what if a bat kohenet is a bat amaaretz?
Yeah, no. So we were saying that if the bat kohen is a bat amaaretz and she acts like that,